Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop. I'm your game master, Scormus. And, well, we're back once again playing Dead of Night for our October Halloween specials. Yay!
Yay! Kill Kenny! I mean,
actually, it's Boo, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. And I'll give a quick recap. Last week, we started off the adventure at the Oak Hollow High School Halloween Dance, where our, I would say intrepid, but not so intrepid, elites of the school, who we'll introduce momentarily, decided it'd be a grand idea to skip this lame party and go off and do something spooky and drink and shoot up the marijuana. This is an 80s horror film. By the way, it's The Unsettled Dead you'll be enjoying this month. And so we left with them managing to sneak out of the party and have sped off into the night in search of a spooky Halloween fun. And they're going to get a little bit more than they bargained for at the Stormhouse. So,
what could go wrong at the Stormhouse?
Right.
Yeah, what could ever go
wrong?
Seems
like a good time to me.
So, we're going to go around and reintroduce people, because we have a large cast this week, and, you know, that's what we do every week. So, I'm going to start off with Bayless.
I'll be playing Douglas Graham, known as Dougie.
Dougie.
He's better than all of you.
he's captain of the swim team, is he not?
Yes, he is.
And rich as hell.
Man, you know.
Well, except for your dad has all. Anyway.
It's all family money.
We'll zip on over to Scarlet Rose.
So I'm going to be playing Todd, the sports guy. He does sports. You all know one of him. You all know a Todd.
He's a sports guy. He does sports. He's an asshole.
He's the captain of the football team and first string quarterback going to state this year.
What was that accent?
I don't know. I have so many different accents here. And
it kind of sounded like a Bill Daughtry trying to...
This is a small New England town, so, you know, if I slip into Maine, you know, some sort of... If anybody wants to do some Maine voices or whatever for you later on, I'll do that.
I did not realize we were in New England.
Yes, New England.
I hail from Old England.
All right, fine. We'll get right to you then, Zoltan.
All right, I am playing Terence Howard Milkland III, the Marquis of Lecton. But you can just call me Terry Milkthorn.
No one called him.
I have a famous Twitch, yes. I'm not actually a streamer, so this is going out on a limb for me.
Being a streamer, I'm sitting here going, God, he's the worst of us. He's the worst of us!
That's the point. So basically...
You are literally the worst. Like, OMG.
Terry's a wannabe streamer, and because he's so rich, his idea of entertainment is just to pay people to do really stupid, inappropriate things. And they're not even clever or funny, they're just really stupid.
So you're Jake Paul.
Not even to his level, because at least he's popular.
You are popular, but for the wrong reasons.
For the wrong reasons, like...
Like Jake Paul.
Like we were just...
Oh!
You never realize that people should make money by streaming. You don't.
Yeah. No, I don't.
But he doesn't worry about it either.
I do it just to broadcast how much better I am than my handle name is DudeWhat69, if you want to catch me on my streams. Good job.
I would like to apologize for whoever might have the name DudeWhat69 on Twitch. This is nothing personal, and I know nothing about you.
But if there is that person, you should watch them and support.
Sure. Throw them a follow. Maybe a sub. And if there isn't somebody that has DudeWhat69 as their Twitch channel, I will be checking, and I'll be sad if somebody hasn't, from listening, hasn't taken that already. If you have, please let me know. I want to support you. Especially if you go and do some of this stuff. Just don't do anything illegal.
Or deadly.
Talking to a couple out on the dance floor and giving them $100 to start a fight is probably not something you want to do. We did need a distraction, and boy, it was a good one. Yours was better. But that's beside the point. Anyway, let's go to 10 next, shall we?
Oh, I'm playing Becky Winters. She's the prom queen.
She's super beautiful.
Rich. Pretty. Everybody likes her.
Yep. Following horror trope number Todd or Dave. But,
hey, you know what? Whatever works, right? Horror tropes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There will be a lot of tropiness in this, by the way. Domina?
Hi. Sorry, I was distracted by something. I am playing Tiffany Susan.
So you were?
Sort of. In character, yes. I am the head cheerleader. And I am super awesome. And boys just seem to really like me. And
she's also very easily distracted by laser.
Somewhat.
And dicks.
Yeah, not yours, Terry.
We'll see where $100 gets me. Didn't hear a no.
Neither did your last date. Didn't hear a yes God from that one. Oh, I'm sorry. That was rude.
Yeah, live, laugh, love.
I forgot, sorry. And finally, Bjorn.
I'm playing Billy Anderson. I am providing other chemical for tonight.
He's providing us the weed we're going to
smoke. Yes.
And the cocaine we're going to smoke.
Yes.
And I forgot, actually, you should recap your costumes.
Billy is wearing a pirate outfit.
I mean, it is Halloween, right?
Indeed.
Snorted coke off your hook.
As one does. I didn't bring a spoon.
Who would like to describe theirs next?
I'm wearing a black suit with top hat, and instead of a standard suit shirt, I'm wearing a black shirt with a black t-shirt with the skeleton bones on the front.
Do they glow in the dark?
Yes, of course.
Just checking. They have.
He paid extra.
It could have been gauche. You could have considered that gauche. All right. Tiffany is dressed as Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad.
You want to tell them? you told them last.
Your turn.
Yeah. Todd and Becky have gone as Chucky and Bride of Chucky. Not foreshadowing at all.
And Terrence?
Terrence is dressed to the nines.
In other words, Terrence didn't bring a costume.
He's too good for one.
Yes. All right. So we pick up as your vehicles pull into... There's three cars, by the way, went in pairs. So, pull up to the gate of the property that the gate is still chained closed. It's got a big, high, like 10-foot wall around the property, which is at some, it's seen better days. But the wrought iron gates, chained closed, although one of the hinges is broken on one side. So, what you gonna do?
Well, I bet Billy can pick it.
No, I can't, but I do have a crowbar.
And, sir, yes.
Alrighty then.
You can attempt to persuade that gate into opening.
I was going to assault the gate.
You're going to use assault, okay.
That 10 plus 8, 18.
Yes, that beats a 15. Now, in this game, this is dead of night, if I hadn't mentioned it before. You can use different attributes to do different things. Like, you can persuade a car to work. And you can also assault a lock into breaking open. Or you can persuade it to open, whichever is better for you. However you can better want to describe what you're doing. And you've managed to snap that lock open. It wasn't really doing much. It was put on in the 30s. So, push open the gate. You're able to drive on through.
As I'm walking through, I have to drive. Oh.
It's like a mile up the road still.
Oh, as I'm driving through.
I don't think he has Steve with him.
I do have Steve with me.
But you keep forgetting about Steve. Steve is his camera guy, editor, producer. He does everything for his channel and basically just sits silently recording and occasionally just kind of giggling under his breath at the moron.
I never actually call him by his name because I pay him like $60,000 a year. But I don't know his name.
It comes out of your money, but it...
Brandon, bring that camera over here. I'll look into it, and I'll like look into this, even though it's recording.
It's blinking red. It's live as hell.
The streamer's just like, what a fucking idiot.
And then I like go up to the window and I try to strike the most.
Is this fucker for real?
I try to strike the most dramatic pose, and I'm like, it is incredible.
There's a sea of eye rolls.
This storm house was built in the early 19th century, so the early 1800s, and belonged in the Storm family for years and years and years, until some time when you've heard tales, except for Terrence, you'll know that there was this old woman who lived there, and she died. There was some sort of controversy, but you really don't know and care. All they know is that the house is all falling apart, and it's a danger, so it was locked up by the city, and nobody's allowed to go.
We're idiot teens. We're
not technically allowed.
You have what?
Does it have a pool?
Well, no, but...
You'll find out. Anyway, it would. I may be able to arrange some... Now, so you come pulling up out front, and like I showed you briefly a picture of the house, the front view of the home. So it's a large Gothic manor. It is in very poor repair. You see shutters, it's hanging, you see paint peeling, cracked window here or there, and there's this huge oak tree out front.
That must be why...
Well, there's oaks all over. In fact, this is the middle of a massive oak, big, dark grove. And it's a variety of different trees, but mostly oaks. And see your headlights hit up, and you can see the front doors are closed. What would you do?
Probably not that.
It opens right up.
It's a party.
Druggy boy, would you get the alcohol, please? And I open up the trunk, and there's just like this entire box of vodka. My state.
Oh boy.
You're an exchange student. You brought vodka with you?
I had Steve get it.
He paid someone to do it.
What's from his...
I see. You brought from your home. Okay. Never
mind. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I should have clarified. I brought it from his home. Because that's right.
Do you have some snooty comments to make?
I already made my... And I got so many laughs.
I thought you were going to say, like, how much bigger your summer home is.
Woof. Aren't you the rich and clever one? No, wait. You're not. You're a handball.
Okay. So what is everybody else doing? Everybody else.
Well, I'm going to go up and take a look in some of the windows. Because, you know, those people.
Uh-huh.
I'm sticking close to the booze and the drugs.
All right. The booze and the drugs. I'm in the front door.
I'll be helping carrying the booze.
I'm a stupid high school student. I'm not going to check things out first.
All right. As you enter, you had come some steps onto this vestibule door. It's one of those oversized single doors. And you got this front entryway. At one time, this would have been amazingly beautiful. But it is covered in dust, cobweb. But if you were to clean up the paintings that are in here, there's probably super valuable artwork. It is just, the carpeting is amazing. Carpets, whatnot, but you can't see any of it because it's all just dusty and dirty and dingy. And spooky as fuck.
Oh, was that a 10?
Yes, it was a 10. Ooh.
Point. Ooh. Things just got... How many do we have?
Six.
Super 10.
Tyler, fetch me my shot glasses.
Who?
Tyler.
You know, Kyle.
The camera guy, Tyler.
We don't know his name
either. Grabs into his backpack.
How would we know his name?
I set them down on the table. Dougie, do you fancy a duel, old chap?
Well, he's outside looking around.
Dougie, do you fancy a duel, old chap?
I ignore the fool.
How about you, druggy pirate? You fancy a duel? And I start to pour.
Oh, you're talking about drinking.
Oh, yes.
Water.
Okay.
I'm going to drink you under the table, sir. Just you watch. And I look into the camera.
I can drink you under the table.
I'm sorry for that laugh. That's such a good catchphrase. imagining this in my head. You know, it's like a quick shot of Steve looking into the viewfinder. And all the chat is going nuts.
like a gym.
Bullshit, movie. It's water, bullshit. Light it on fire to prove it. So Steve is like, hand you a Zippo.
I just...
Snag.
Like, throw all
Brandon,
the
what do I need this for? Brandon, what do I need this for?
I like checking the
viewfinder. Does he turn around so he can read the feed?
Yeah. Chat wants you to light the alcohol fire. Prove it's real.
So I just... right into the bottle.
You dropped the Zippo into the bottle?
Dude.
How would a Zippo fit in the bottle?
They're big bottles.
Yeah, it's they have white neck tops.
I've never seen vodka that looked like that.
It's a good thing that went out quickly.
Just in the background.
What the fuck, dude? You ruined a perfectly good bottle. Bro.
Yeah,
dude, what about the Zippo? We need that for the pot.
Bruh.
Can't drink that shit now. What the hell's wrong with you? It's evident what's wrong.
Were your parents siblings?
It is chat. It's reading off in
British,
capital letters.
You?
In bread. In bread. In bread. In bread.
How dare you speak to me this way? I have nobility.
What are you?
Dude.
What
are you sandwich?
Oh my god, nobility. Dude. You are...
I'm the Marquis of Latin, goddamn you.
You are the Marquis of Wonder Bread because you are so inbred.
Chill. Steve hands you another bottle. Takes the other bottle away.
I'm like shakily just pour the shot. All right, druggie pirate. Yeah. And I like I spill half the shot because I'm shaking
dude,
so much.
Takes a bottle.
There's like
dude.
Tears coming out of the edge of my eyes.
Yeah,
dude,
you're felt
hopeless.
A failure. Give me a survival point. Pass it up. Don't throw them. That's how we lose them.
It's right.
Do you want ants? That's how you get ants.
I can't see it.
I got it.
Oh, damn. That really went ways, didn't it?
Yep.
Let's hand them around next time.
I exist for man.
That goes in the tension jar. Anytime someone loses a survival point, it goes in there.
Hey, just doing my part.
So, y'all are drinking.
Yep. Yes.
Me and my whole bottle.
Well, are we? Is it an actual contest, or are you just...
Shots.
Hell, no, I'm drinking. I'm just
I just take a damn bottle.
He brought a whole case.
Yeah, I'm just taking a bottle and just opening it up and drinking it. Yep.
I brought a whole case.
And I had my private
and
stash.
Some
mind you, I'm a very light...
You have to describe
little
that.
Flask.
I can't see.
Little yes. Silver flask.
I am very much a lightweight, so like I'm already stumbling around. And I actually call him Steven for once. Steven! Oh, that's not a very good drunk. I don't know how to do drunk English.
Dude, just do
maybe
normal,
he loses his accent when he's drunk.
No, he gets super Scottish or something. Oh my
Steven!
God!
Steven! Come
he
here, Daddy! Sound like Shrek when I'm drunk.
Yeah,
I wish I did that in real life.
We all want to sound like Shrek when we're drunk, right?
I'm just like, I'm just looking into the camera and just being like, are you getting all this?
I. All right, I need people to start scattering out.
I'll just
split the party!
Yeah, I guess.
I will start, I will drag Steven out through the hallway.
So you go upstairs?
Yep.
Okay, so Becky and Todd head upstairs.
I'm following the guy with the drugs.
What's the drugs doing?
Hey, drugs, what you up to?
I'm going to start looking at these.
Dude, you are no fun.
Yes.
Is there a backyard?
You really are no fun.
He doesn't know how to be fun. Fun means you actually have a social life.
Doogie, come have a bump. Jesus Christ. Stop looking at the paintings. Let's get shit-faced.
Okay.
5 minutes later, we come back. No.
3 minutes later. 3 minutes later, they're back.
You go upstairs, and up on the second floor, you basically, the stairs go up to a landing, then up again, and there is a long hall where it's got a couple doors. Basically, there's a door that's open that leads into what appears to be a study up over the main entrance, and to either side, there's a couple doors. Down the hall, there's some doors. Down the hall over here, there's a door, and it looks to be like maybe a hallway. Where'd you want to guarantee you two? They're off shooting up the marijuana.
I like to inject it in between.
Okay.
I want to find the part that looks like a bedroom.
Okay, that would be the either of the doors to the either side of that study directly across from you.
The left door. Yeah.
You're the one on the left. All right. So you zip in there, and yeah, there's a beautifully maintained bedroom. Massive four-poster bed and all kinds of good stuff.
Woohoo!
It's got one of those rocking old-style full-length mirrors and big, huge, bureau and all this sort of stuff. So, big walk-in closet, all that good stuff. So, you guys gonna throw yourselves on the bed or what?
Yes. After checking myself in the mirror, make sure I still look good, of course.
All right. She goes to the mirror. You're immediately...
immediately
stripping things off because,
Strip off, leap onto the bed.
It's like a Bruce Almighty moment where you're just like, land, in one fell swoop, trying to land in a cool pose,
failing miserably.
Becky, you look in the mirror and you see this ancient woman behind you, looking over your shoulder with a noose around her neck and her head off to an unnatural angle with brilliant, bright blue eyes just staring into the mirror, just this absolute horror at you, this anger. You feel nothing but she wants to kill you right fucking now. Give me a survival point.
Yes! Scream and turn around.
Babe, what's wrong? Oh my god, that arm shake.
Did creepy woman...
You whip around and there's nothing there.
She was in the mirror. I saw her. She's, oh my god, she's scary and old and ancient looking with a rope around her neck. And oh my god, so scary.
You did good.
I'm convinced there was actually that.
What you gonna do, half-dressed Todd?
No, naked Todd.
Naked Todd, okay.
Naked Todd.
Well, this is so far, this is a PG-13 movie. We're trying to go to R. Let's
just take it up.
Step it up.
Let's just take an axe.
Now, he manages to get up without showing any danglies, and...
A conveniently cut,
There's a bedpost in the way.
Yeah.
A very small bedpost.
You see nothing
He's trying to get her in the mood, so he has to do the spin.
Helicopter! Helicopter!
You spin, you ride around, baby, ride around.
Becky, please...
Gotta have that velvet motion.
Protect.
A protection against penis roll?
2d10.
The sanity roll.
And it's a risk roll.
So what's...
That means whoever loses a survival point.
Okay.
What'd you get?
20.
Ours.
I win. Give me a survival point.
What?
You feel an icy grip around your throat and you're lifted up off the ground. You!
Nice!
Make a, Terrence. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Todd. Terrence, not you. We'll get to you later. Todd, I need you to give me a,
Wait.
Not sure what sort of a role that would be.
I don't know.
Let's give it an identify.
Well, as I'm screaming like a little girl.
Nope. You give me a survival as well. Thank you. Hold on. I need Becky to give me a... Who can give me an escape? You attempt to escape.
24.
Sorry, how much did you have?
24.
Out of 2d10 plus for escape?
I have a 6 on escape. I rolled a 10 and...
Wow. I hate your dice.
That's the best compliment ever.
Spend these.
Thank you.
Reduce the tension by 2.
Yes, but it's re-rolling.
Give me another survival.
Oh, fuck!
Actually, I'm sorry. You already lost one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I need 2 more.
I'm dead.
No, you're to 0.
That was quick.
Well, we're out of the session. So,
Naked Todd.
You feel yourself thrown backwards into the mirror.
Crash.
Nope. It goes into the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Todd, how many points? What do you have for survival points left? Oh, that's not nearly. That's way too many.
He missed, so he lost two.
No, go
for it. He lost one.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been in combat.
That's what I meant, though, is he lost one also.
Oh, I'm sorry. These were risk checks. You've lost. You've failed on a roll once. I need another one of those points back. Every time you fail on a risk check, you
only ask for one.
Lose two.
One.
You're right.
But yeah, no.
Okay. So you go, I need you to make a check again for identify, because you're quickly losing sanity.
Well, I rolled two ones, and I have a four. So.
Okay. First of all, you rolled two ones. That's a double, so you normally get a survival point back. What is your total?
Six. Yeah.
Six. No, this is tension. This is extra. I spend these. The monster can gain this, but you also failed. So on the thingy. So give me one of your, because you would have lost two.
Yeah.
You only lost one that way. So these two go in here. Where are we at? I gotta roll. I gotta find out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14. At 15, this is over with. So things have gotten really horrible. The room is really dark, shadows everywhere. You can you saw your girlfriend get thrown into this mirror and go bloop into it. You rush over to the mirror. And you can see on the other side of the mirror, you see a faint reflection of yourself, but you also see a faint view of Becky crawling, trying to reach to you. She's trying to reach out of the mirror. What do you do?
Well, there's two things to do. One I want to do, but one I probably will do would be, one, the obvious one would be to reach out, or I could run screaming and naked from the room. I don't know which one I...
Go with the reaching.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, okay. I'm reaching.
You reach, and your hands, you just kind of slips into the silver of the mirror, and you can feel her grasp you, and you're like, you're pulling, and you can feel her starting to pull out, but as she starts to pull out, the hand becomes decayed, rotting mess, and on the other side of the mirror, there's that horrible woman that Becky saw staring at you with bright blue eyes and a noose around her broken neck, and she yanks you into the mirror, too.
Well, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well, just one.
So we'll just call it that. It was technically two, but we're going to call it all. So there's my two that I wanted to get this time.
Happy birthday, Scormy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I killed off a third of the party.
And more importantly, you killed young love.
Yeah, that's always a goal. His birthday wish is complete.
So, that is where we will stop today's session. I hope y'all enjoyed it. And
PSA, don't have sex in a haunted house.
Boom, they didn't even get that far because you were just doing too much.
Well, it's because the ghost is a prude.
Descriptions.
It's my fault. I drug things out too low. My fault. Anyway, anybody else have anything to add before we're finished? Yep. So let's remember to pour one out for our past friend Sean. We miss ya. This would have been so much more fun and also take so much longer had you been here. I'm missing a die. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I totally am.
I'm not.
Sean took it.
I am. I'm missing two dice.
Sean took it.
I found them. Okay. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus, and for Knights of the Tabletop, bye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.
Peace out, bitches!
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.